All right, this is Wednesday, 10/2/24. We're looking at kingdom benefits tonight. All right, Matthew 4. Starting with verse 18 there. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. He said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. I'm going to stop at 22. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. I wrote here, that went from working for a living to working for a giving. Working for a living to working for a giving. They decided to seek the kingdom first. This is the difference between just working to make ends meet and following God. It changes the picture. Okay, these men had families, probably mortgages, business expenses. Because there's other places where you can read where you can tell he had old company with him. It was these guys' wives and their kids and everything else. Okay. All right. He began to show them the ways of the kingdom, which include finances. The kingdom ways of finances. Other areas as well. Anyway, that's what Jesus did. All the parables are about the kingdom of God. Okay. Let's look at some more scriptures. Matthew 6. Teachings on giving. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward for your Father which is in heaven. I wash my mouth and I can't do a thing with it. Therefore, when thou dost tithe or thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. So this is the difference. We're not like some podcasters that air all the goodness that they do. No, you do it in secret. But when thou doest alms, let not thy right hand knoweth what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray. Ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men's their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So there is a type of attitude that's not anything like the world. the ways of Jesus, it was everything's done between you and the Father. It's secret, your giving secret, your requests are secret. God rewards you for what you do. Okay, let's keep going. 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. How are they stealing? Everything is rigged. The stock market? Any of the markets are manipulated. So it's saying don't lay up treasures for yourselves, because it can get stolen. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Okay. Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's interesting. That's certainly different from the world. All right. My favorite passage to y'all. 6:24. Let's look at 24. No man can serve two masters. Here it is. We either go the world's way or we're going God's way. There isn't any other options, however you want to look at it. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? There are not any of us that can do anything by that. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? And let me just say this, when God requires something of you, where he guides, he provides. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. Here's the key. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. I remember before we bought this house, Danny was in the bank getting the cashier's check. We'd spend every dime we had to get the shutters paid for and just pay for closing costs. And we're just going, how are we going to do this, Lord? We know you told us to do this. While I'm sitting in the car, I'm looking, I'm thinking, you know, I don't like Mexico, but I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking I want to go to Mexico. Just run away. Just get away like Jonah. While I'm sitting there, the Holy Spirit gives me the answer on how we're going to pay for this house. And 9 years later, that's what we're doing. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. All right, Matthew 7. These are kingdom ways now. Let's have we partake of kingdom benefits. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. You know, this is the kingdom is about love, right? Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. To him that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever should that men should do unto you, do even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. See, many just can't ever grasp this, allowing God to call the shots instead of themselves. That's the difference between the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. God shows us how to do it. Is it easy? No, not always. In fact, a lot of times it's difficult. Anyway, let's pick up here with 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So, you know, Jesus was trying to teach the people here. And it said, and it came to pass when Jesus said any of these things, the people were astonished at his doctrine. So, when we hear his word and do his word, it's like building your house on a rock. If you don't, it's like on the sand. Here's a big issue today that Jesus taught his disciples about health care. We're going to look at that. This is Mark chapter 8. You know, I got to thinking about how many institutions have the word care in them. Health care, lawn care, what else is there? I mean, there's lots of things that's got the word care in it. It's because it's this world system. That box of Kleenexes, I don't know if that one has it or not, but all the Kleenexes say take care on them. It's in your face, care, 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 care. Day care, child care, pet care. All right. Right here, verse 1. And in those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in this wilderness? So Jesus, he cared about if they were hungry or not, if they had food or not. And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. He commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, and brake and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. One other story is like 12 baskets, right? And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. I think the other time was 5,000. Yeah, and straightway entered into a ship with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha, and the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him, and he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it's because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the five loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hand again upon his eyes and made him look up. He was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his own house, neither go into your own town, nor tell it to any in the town. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto him, whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. Some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he saith to them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and said unto him, thou art Christ. And he charged them they should tell no man of him. For just a few more scriptures here. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders, of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. When he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things of men. When he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will lose his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Father's care. Isn't that what this sounds like to me? Father's care? All right, he taught them father's care. When you're working for a giving instead of a living, God can supply with all his benefits. Turn over to Psalms 103. Now keep in mind, 12 men with their families. And Jesus' caravan. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. Christians are some of the sickest people in the world. And I'm thinking, Lord, don't they know that part of what salvation is, by the stripes of Jesus, we're healed? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things. That could be a dentist, right? Great physician, great dentist. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Youth renewal. Not the systems of the world on trying to look younger, feel younger, do all these things, take all these pills, get all this stuff done. No, that's not God's kingdom. That's not his system. That's not his financial system, his health care system, or any of his systems. All right, let's keep going here. Let's go back to Matthew right quick. Matthew 15. And starting with 29 there, And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Right here, then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If he cares about the birds, doesn't that mean he cares about you? How much more does he care for you? How about taxes? Let's talk about taxes. This is Matthew 17. God's got it covered. Whether we think he does or not, whether we trust him or not, he has it covered. 17:24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast a hook, take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto thee for me and thee. The Holy Spirit inside of you knows all, sees all, has all, and we can tap into him. We talked about that Sunday. We can tap into him anytime. When you work for a giving instead of a living, then Father enrolls you in his benefit program. Now you're going to have to learn to access that program like you have the ones of the world. You have to enroll in the program. You have to do all this stuff. Yeah. Everything is manufactured for you as you petition God about it. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, not yours, his. All right. Just a little bit more. Supply. To make replete, to cram a net, level up a hollow, furnish, satisfy. All right, two scriptures and we'll be done. Malachi 3. All right, 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. In other words, he says, when you obey me, I'll prove it to you. If I want to open you the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke. I don't know if that's the only time in Scripture God says he will rebuke. Do you know? I don't know. He will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time of the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. One more. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.